Being myself means being my personal best. Being myself does not mean being obnoxious. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant illumination. Oh my, how wonderful life is. How wonderful the world is. How wonderful everything is when we are being ourselves and being our personal best. Being myself means being my personal best. Being myself does not mean being obnoxious. Sometimes we see people who are obnoxious. They're trying to be superior to others. They're trying to be more fantastic than others. And as they do these things, they look like they're more fantastic than others. But in truth, are they really more fantastic than others? Are they that way at all ways? Or is that the way they really are? Think about it. Think about it very powerfully for yourself. Because when you think that this is your instant illumination, perhaps you're really being an absolute philosopher. Perhaps you're really being something quite different from what you think you are, and that's perfectly all right. Start to be something quite different from what you think you are. Being myself means being my personal best. Now, is my personal best to look at the world and see it beautiful? Is my personal best to do whatever I do with all my heart and soul and being so that I can outpicture into the universe what I really am? Can I do that? Oh, yes, I can. Do I do that? Oh, yes, I do. Will I always do that? Oh, yes, I will always do that. Do I want to do that? I really want to do that. Can I think in terms that are like that all the time? Can I think in manners that are saying these things to me in this perfect way that says, I am the delight of the life? Being myself means being my personal best. What is my personal best? My personal best, I like to think sometimes, is my human body. And that's great. That's great. That's what we're here for. We're here to be our human body. But is that what we're really here for? Are we here to remember who we are? To remember that we are divine, that we are the absolute, that we are the allness, that we are the isness, that we're wonderful? Is that what we're really here for? Are we here to remember who and what we are? I believe we are. I believe sometimes we are a little obnoxious when we think that we are perfect in our spirit, mind, and body. We're perfect in our mental attitudes, in our physical attitudes, in our spiritual attitudes. We're just fantastic. We're glorious, magnificent. We're forgetting that this is but our divine shining forth through us in its perfection. The divine in us, our reality, what we really are, this is our personal best. The divine in us is always calling us to be what we are, who we are. When you are your divine self, you're not your human self. Much as you think, hey, I'm here to be a human being. And we are, in a certain manner of speaking, but we are more than that. We are the absolute philosopher. We are living our life here on this planet Earth to be the absolute fantastic being that we are. We're here to transcend all human limitations. We're here to transcend all the appearances that the world gives to us. We're supposed to transcend that. And as we transcend that, what happens to us? As we transcend that, we come into a mode of attitude that is so outstanding and so remarkable and so fantastic that we think, surely that cannot be true. Do we think our thoughts, and is the universe vibrating to manifest our thoughts or reveal our thoughts? Is every thought we could ever think already thought and already in existence? Is it already a reality? Is any thought that we ever could think a reality in our world? And the answer is yes. There's not one thought that we could ever think. There's not one action we could ever do. There's not one attitude we could ever have that doesn't already exist and that isn't magnificently portrayed by us and by everyone in our world. And now it's up to us to be opening our eyes, to lift up our eyes onto the hills and see the beauty of all the world. We recognize that everything in the world is beautiful and good. Everything in the world is fantastic. Everything in the world is glorious, because that's who we are. Now, we're sometimes a bit obnoxious when we say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm sorry, I don't know that. I'm sorry, that's something beyond me. That's something that I have never studied or been aware of. Do we really want to say such things about ourselves? That's purely obnoxious. That's saying that we are not divine. That's saying that we are not the allness, that we are not the isness, that we're not the purity of this universe. That's saying we are not what we really are. Now, do we want to be what we really are? Do we want to be that so wonderfully, so powerfully, so joyfully, so exclusively that everything we do is magnificent? Being myself means being my personal best. Now, what is my personal best as a divine idea? What is my personal best when I say all is in divine order? Is that personal? You bet it is. It's my choice. I say all is in divine order. Now, I might say all is not in divine order. That's my personal choice too. And could I ever say that it's not? Yes, because then I hide myself from the awareness of who and what I am. I hide myself from the purity and the goodness that I am. I hide myself from my divinity. My divinity is always there. My divinity is always saying, look at me, call me forth in your life. Enjoy me, enjoy me, enjoy me. And as you enjoy me, all of your world will enjoy me too. All the people in your world will enjoy me too, because I am the allness and the isness and the purity and the goodness and the wholeness and the truth. Oh my goodness, yes, I am that I am. That's what I am. And I am that now and forevermore, because that's my reality. That's where I am. Being myself means being my personal best. Being myself does not mean being obnoxious, and I'm obnoxious when I say anything that I cannot do, anything that I do not know, anything that I do not believe is my reality and that I do not believe is who and what I am. I am that I am. I am all of the universe, all of the universe. I sometimes think, if I were all of the universe, my goodness, I would certainly think differently than I'm thinking right now. No. Mm-hmm. I am all of the universe, and I'm thinking just like I'm thinking right now, but I'm only thinking of what I believe for myself. Do I believe that as the allness of the universe, I am beyond what I have allowed myself to think about in my physical body? Oh, yes, I am beyond anything that I have ever known, anything that I have ever thought, but that's my reality. Being myself does not mean being obnoxious. It means being truthful. It means being fulfilled. It means being rewarded. It means being unlimited in every possible way and unlimited to the allness that I am. That's what I am. And that's all I am. I live in that fantastic state of consciousness of being all right now. And I am the absolute philosopher in that allness, for that is the truth about myself. And I love myself all the time. Come join me in this love affair I'm having with myself and you having it with yourself, for we are all one. We are all one, and we are happy, fulfilled, and glorious now and forevermore. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.